Welcome to the Focal Tangent Podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Amlani, and in my years of business and entrepreneurship, I've learned a thing or two. I'm a brand strategist and photographer. I love a great brand and capturing businesses in action. However, what has always stuck with me is the uniqueness in every story and brand. This is a show all about connecting the power of storytelling, mindset, and brand strategy to bring to light the abundance of possibilities for creating the business of your dreams. Join me each week as I bring you impactful conversations with thought leaders in all areas of business, branding, and personal growth, and be inspired by their unique stories of experience and grit that led to success they never thought possible. So let's dive into this week's conversation. I am so excited to be here. It feels so good to be back. Welcome to the next launch episode drop of the Focal Tangent Perspectives That Shift podcast. So the last episode that aired was in November 2023, and it's been over a year, and I'd like to shed some perspective and insight on why the gap, what happened. So it was an unplanned break. Life happens. It all started off, I went on a retreat to Costa Rica in November, and I had episodes batch scheduled, recorded to be posted. And that retreat, it really opened up my heart, perspective shifts, everything. And it led to an intentional pause so that I could focus on things that I needed to focus on that needed attention in my personal life. So it was an intentional pause. I didn't make an announcement per se. And ironically, let me tell you, I didn't make an announcement to be like, okay, everyone, I'm stopping my business for a couple months so I could focus on things. I just kind of organically stepped into it. It was also winter, so winter does tend to be slower. But let me tell you, coming out of it, I can reflect back and talk about it. It really felt like the universe was responding to my need to have space, and yeah, I was given that space. So I'm very, very grateful. During that time frame, it was really scary because it was the unknown. I didn't know what was going to happen next in my business, but I knew that I had to focus on navigating the way forward for me and my family. So what I reflected on is historically, what I focus on grows. I have a really good knack for making things amazing when I focus on it, laser focus. So for example, when I laser focused on launching this podcast, starting my business, getting that next job promotion when I was in the corporate world, it all came to fruition. And there was things in my personal life that I wasn't paying enough focus and attention to that I needed to. So I'm really, really grateful for that. So what I'm going to talk about next is the emotions that I cycle through. And the reason why I'm sharing this without getting too personal is that I feel that it's really important to talk about the ups and downs in life and in business and to bring mental health conversations to the forefront. So here's a little excerpt that kind of describes what I was feeling at the time, which is like grief. So I call it the deep. It was like going to the doctor to get a prescription. I just wanted it to go away. The feelings of doubt and sadness and uncertainty. I dove into work and kept busy, but over time it caught up to me. I needed to deal with the unknown. So into the deep I went. So that's a little bit of an intro. I know it sounds a little bit dramatic, but the emotion I was feeling at that time was grief. So from there, I cycled through the emotion of vulnerability. In that moment of uncertainty and not knowing how to navigate forward, I started to ask for help. And that's simply through sharing or asking other parents how they dealt with certain situations, other people, how they navigated forward when certain situations happened. A lot of this did require me to share what I was going through. and the right help just appeared. I wouldn't have been able to move forward without being vulnerable, sharing, asking for help. And I'm really, really grateful for that opportunity to go through that. The next emotion that I cycled through was sadness. Sadness because I realized that I couldn't work the same way that I was working. I couldn't operate the same way that I was, if that makes sense. I really had to make shifts in my mindset and in my time and how I was spending it in order to make sure that I was taking care of me and my family and those around me, so including my clients. So there was a lot of feeling stuck, like, how do I move forward? This is really sad. I feel really alone. And then from there, working through that, there was a feeling of renewal. So acceptance that just like how I started off, it's not a prescription where I take something and it goes away. This is my new normal. This is life, right? It's like things are not always going to be the same. Things will enter into life and got to deal with it. But it's also the new normal of how our family is going to be navigating forward. And through that, it really led to inner strength. So reflecting and realizing that the universe gave me strength, it gave me time, and the exactly right people showed up when I needed support to lean into therapy, energy healing, to really help me tap into and support my whole being and existence. So I'm a very sensitive person. I feel a lot. At any given time, I also have this really unique way of processing emotions. It tends to just kind of flood my heart and then it's there for me to process. So really learning to navigate through this intensity was something that I had to go through. And then also learning how to advocate. So I have two children and learning to advocate for them was something that I've never had to do before, even for myself. I don't know if it's me being in a customer service role and industry for most of my life. It was always a client first. That was the model that I followed when I worked at the bank, but it was never about teaching me to advocate for myself per se. Stepping into this new role of being a parent 10 years ago and learning to advocate for them and seeing how I really have to step into that advocacy role as they grow older was, yeah, that was something that there's no textbook on it. I really had to learn it by doing, and it really put me out of my comfort zone, but it showed me the strength in what I'm capable of. And then as a result, it showed me how I could advocate for myself. And finally, the shedding occurred. So as I went through this process of transformation last year and taking a pause, there was a shedding. So I found myself in the summer, I decluttered my home. It started with just decluttering a simple room, the living room, so that we could make it look a little bit better. I called up my friend. I'm like, hey, I love the interior design work you do. I would love for you to help me elevate my living space. And she came in and she kindly suggested that we do a little declutter before we proceed. So off we went, decluttered the space, and we ended up decluttering more rooms. And then before you know it, we're decluttering top to bottom. And it took at least the whole month. It was really intense, but it felt so amazing. It was exhausting, but I knew that there's a whole philosophy of when you declutter, then you're cleaning out old stagnant energy, and that it will let new energy and opportunities flow in. So it did happen over time. And 2 months later, I hosted a circle of women in my living room. We did a visualization exercise and vision boarding. And then from there, I held my second Embrace networking event, which completely sold out. And my third one sold out. It was honestly, I had no idea that this was coming, but I just want to share this perspective on how decluttering can truly help change the energy all around you. Through this process, it also led me to create deeper connections with people in my business community, and also letting go of people that are no longer in alignment and being okay with that. So throughout this whole process, there was a huge thing that grew within me, And that is the inner knowing and intuition. So intuition exists in all of us, and I feel it strongly. I don't know if it's like messages, but I get little nudges on things I should do, the direction I should proceed with things. And me being someone who like loves to learn and do a lot of research, I will often not always follow my intuition because I'm like, let me Google that first. Let me validate. Let me find proof. And then it leads to like research. And then yeah, by then the whole little intuitive nudge has taken a whole different direction. I've been working on this actively, and I still am, on honing in, strengthening my intuition, the inner knowing, which really pairs well with the whole advocacy. So yeah, that's kind of what I've been up to in the past year. I know it's like a lot of inner work, woo stuff, but it was necessary. And you know how the saying goes that rest is productive? Honestly, it's true. I felt unproductive because I took an unintentional but intentional pause in my business. So I didn't have bookings for like a whole season. And the end year result is that my numbers were the same as the year prior. I was expecting it to be like half, a quarter, zero. But as I stepped into my renewed self, the abundance of work and opportunities just flowed in. And honestly, it didn't make sense. So I share this to bring to the forefront that there's ups and downs. And talking about mental health is very much needed in order to heal, to normalize it, to really share perspective and support to others who may be going through the same thing. And it was really hard for me to talk about any sort of emotion during the time of processing. And there's an analogy that it's best to speak from a scar versus a wound, because in that point of healing, there's a lot of vulnerability and emotion. But coming out of it, there's a lot of perspective shifts that have happened. And people tell me that I show up differently now. I walk into a room differently. I embody this next level confidence. And I feel it. I truly feel it. I really had to go into the deep, into the darkness, and feel okay with it. To really welcome that period of slowdown and darkness, the deep, the rest. It was very, very much healing, and I will embrace it every time that it comes up again. So the way forward. I am the same person. I feel expanded, and I'm here to bring fresh new content on the podcast and to share amazing stories, techniques, experts as it relates to transformation and growth from within, and to lean into that role as a super connector. I feel I truly have a knack for connecting people to one another and to themselves, and the podcast is just one avenue for tapping into that. So I'll be sharing insights and experiences on my soul journey and bringing on the people that I met along the way who have truly helped support me and lift me in all different ways. There will be a mixture of solo episodes and interviews. These solo episodes will be short, sweet, and potent, with the goal to share a perspective shift. And it could be related to business, soul journey, life. And the purpose remains the same, to provide perspective shifts that will help up-level your brand online. And I really feel that branding, especially as it relates to personal brands, the beauty comes from within. And I really want to help you tap into that and to cultivate that feeling of self-awareness and self-love, because it radiates out tenfold, and it's a super sustainable strategy for showing up online and attracting the exact business and life that you want. So thank you for listening and tuning in and allowing me to step into this space to share what's been going on. Thank you so much for joining me this week on the Focal Tangent Podcast. If you love this episode, be sure to rate and review the podcast and hit the subscribe button so that you don't miss the next episode. Until next time, I am your host, Natalie Amlani.